Welcome to GamerCast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul. And this is GamerCast episode 45, recorded on the 22nd of October 2006 at 20:46 BST.
BST?
British Summer Time.
Clocks go back soon.
Next week.
Oh. Crazy. Does that mean I'm getting up earlier or later?
It means you'll have an extra hour in bed.
Yes, it might actually be light when I get out of bed. When I get out of bed every morning, it's still dark. It's not good. Not good at all. Right. On with the show.
Hang on.
Oh, no. He's got something to say.
We've got letters, man.
Oh, I was just about to say that. Have we got letters?
Yeah. Cool. Okay, then. Carry on. Yeah, we had an email to the wrong address. It was sent to an address that I've never, ever used, and it's just pure luck that I actually managed to get it. He basically asked, "Hey, Paul, I was wondering if you were going to the upcoming London Expo. Not that I know of. Please let me know if you are. Maybe we can meet up." I just said, "Not that I know of." Also, I would like to know what I should get. An iMac G4 15-inch. An iBook G3 600 MHz. Build a new high-spec machine. Get flat screen, blah, blah. I don't know what you should bloody get. What do you want? Right, that's from some guy called Daniel Fay.
Right, my opinion on that. I would say, first up, you got to determine where you're going to go. You going notebook, or are you going your desktop?
No.
So, depends what you're going to use it for. And then also, depending on what you're using it for, you need to know are you going to need Uber specs, or you can be pretty relaxed on the specs? Because you can be pretty relaxed on the specs, and fair enough, you can go for laptop. If you want to be Uber, then fair enough, desktop. If you've got lots of money and you want to be Uber and portable, then obviously go
for a desktop and a shopping trolley.
Or a £4,000 custom-built laptop from Alienware and waste your money. Where you could buy the same computer for half the price, even off the same company, and just have it as a desktop. But first, I would say Paul is bound to come up with a comment, "Don't buy Apple."
Yeah, I mean, do you really want a piece of crap?
Do you want to play video games? That's the question you want to ask yourself. And most of the stuff
do you
can
actually
do
use
the Mac,
computer software? Do you actually want to use a proper computer, or do you want to use a toy, like
right,
a kid's computer?
First thing I would say is, without having to ramp and rave about Apple as much as Paul would like to, but we've got some other companies you can ramp and rave
really
at.
I don't care, whatever.
Go to
no, shut up, you. Get an Intel Mac and put Windows on it.
I was just about to say, go to YouTube and
because Microsoft make more money that way, because they get damn sight more money from you buying an operating system than Dell buying it off them for $5 or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, build one yourself. But I was just saying, to put yourself
build your own computer like mine.
To put you off Apple, go onto YouTube and watch all the crummy adverts for Apple and with the people taking the piss out of it, and it will just put you right off. And then go out and get yourself a custom built PC, I'd say.
Yeah. Intel Core 2 Duo, a couple of gigs of RAM, Windows Vista, sorted.
Exactly. It's the Uberness. He's dripping with Uber. Although he said here, build a new high spec machine and get a flat screen 7-inch. You don't want a flat screen 7-inch. You want to be like me and Paul. Get yourself a 24-inch widescreen. They're Uber. I like the fact that I can say I've got one as well.
You have to bring yours around. We can have them both next to each other.
Yeah, and the dual screen thing, and be like, we need a bigger mouse mat to get all the way across.
Well, I determined the sensitivity when I got mine.
Yeah. I am finding me going like this a bit.
I usually had it like down a notch, but now I've got it on default.
I can't. I do actually have to lift the mouse up now and again, and then go for a second strike to get all the way across. Which bothers me, because when I'm surfing at night time and my parents are asleep, I'm bothered that all they can hear is my mouse going bang, bang, as I'm trying to skate across the screen. But
Right, I think that's our only letter this week from that Daniel dude.
Yeah, I would say that would be your best bet, though.
So yeah, I don't think I'm going to the London Expo. But if I was kidnapped and whatever, then I might.
What is the London Expo?
It's like E3, only in London. You know, just a games, games festival, you know, thing.
Oh, I was, because that's the thing, because normally the thing that they
start, I think it is, I've not actually looked at the link.
Because normally they add something in Earl's Court, but whatever they put in Earl's Court is normally, oh, it's in the Midlands, so it's not what I normally have been to.
What, it's in London, isn't it?
I don't know.
London.
I just saw something. Oh, the blooming advert changed.
Advert? Yeah. Yeah, 28th, 29th, I'm working then, so no.
I can't get off the timer for it. And we probably would have had to have booked tickets ages ago.
Yeah, so no, I won't be up there. But if you want to record a segment for GamerCast, send it in.
Oh, yes. If anybody's going to it, feel free. You can.
Unless, of course, you're talking about Sony and saying they're really good.
Yeah, you can be an official GamerCast reporter.
We will pay you nothing. But
our fame being on our website.
Know, our 20,000 listeners.
Send a picture. Bring us
send a picture.
Well, no, a picture of them. We'll post it on the website.
Audio.
And we'll have an audio segment from the video, and we'll put a video on. I'll upload it on YouTube. I still got to get that bloody PlayStation 2 thing on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube have been bought by Google, haven't they?
Yeah, crazy. Right, that is the last
that's all the letters. Yeah. News. What's been in the news? Nothing. Right. Cool. New releases. Who cares? We'll talk about whatever we've got on the show notes. Right.
New release off the top of my head, anything really decent would be Battlefield, we'll talk about in a minute, and EA's lovely Sims to the Pet.
Oh, yeah. Let's have a kitty cat stroke it.
We'd be better off just. If you're a dog fan.
Oh, Football Manager 2007.
Yeah. Which Mike wasn't too happy about because he came into game to buy it, and they don't take checks. So we had to go to HMV.
Oh.
Which was cheaper anyway.
Probably. Yeah, game that do 10 day anymore.
No, it's 20 days and 28 day. You break the seal. And may I say, I actually figured a way of getting a PC game out of the seal without breaking it. But the problem is when I put it on the side, my mum threw it in the bin when I wasn't looking. So there's no way I could take it back. I managed to open up the bottom, take it out, and I could slide it back in like a cigarette pack and seal the bottom back up again.
Right, anyway, in the news this week, tech news, Internet Explorer 7 has been released for Windows XP SP2, Windows Server 2003, and 64-bit versions thereof. And Itanium version as well.
Cool.
So you can get that at microsoft.com/IE.
Will that have the whole cool when you open a new window, instead of it opening a new window, it will be a tab inside?
You can have it open in a tab or open a new window.
Cool. I'm going for the tabs because I'm fed up.
But the main cool thing, and this is something interesting I've noticed on the GamerCast site statistics lately, is the huge increase in hits from IE accessing our RSS feed, because now IE7 has built-in RSS support. So you just go to the GamerCast website, gamercast.net, like that. And you get the little RSS icon light up, hit that. There's our feed, hit subscribe. You're subscribed, and every week, you know, it'll, in the RSS thing, GamerCast will light up saying there's new content.
For you to download.
Yeah, so you won't even have to check the site manually.
That's cool, I might start using.
But yeah, this is how the specs compare between Internet Explorer and Firefox. Let's just bring this up here. So this is Saturday. We had 155 hits to the RSS feed from Internet Explorer and 2 from Firefox. If we go back a couple of weeks, it was, you know, 2 from Internet Explorer and 2 from Firefox. So Internet Explorer has just destroyed all before it. Of course, the bulk of our subscribers are iTunes, which we're not happy about.
Hopefully, it's iTunes Windows, though, so it means that, you know.
Yeah, 5 on the Macintosh. With 6%. Yeah, 46% iTunes on Windows and 6% on the Macintosh. So yeah, iTunes is actually over 50%.
What's that? Jarcut Commons
client? You know, some other crazy client. I mean, there's loads of them there. And people, you know, Google Feed Catcher, what's that? Who knows, man?
Java base.
Java? Ugh, close it quick. That's when you need is Java bloatware slowing everything down. Speaking of bloatware.
Oh, I was not happy when Paul told me. I was completely unaware because, you know, I've been busy. But on Friday, bought myself a copy of the newly released Battlefield 2142.
A game you've probably heard us going about a couple of times in previous shows. Anyway, there's a lot of hoo-ha going around on the internet about Spyro.
Oh, yes.
Have you got the... Have you put it away, Andy?
Nope, it's here. Inside, not outside, but actually until you break the seal and actually open it up.
Give me the thing, right, I'll read it out.
In front of the manual is a little piece of paper, which looks like normal pieces of paper. I didn't even read it at first.
The software may incorporate... May, of course, meaning will... incorporate technology developed by IGA Worldwide Incorporated. IGA, the advertising technology. The purpose of the advertising technology is to deliver in-game adverts to you when you use the software while connected to the internet. When you use the software while connected to the internet, the advertising technology may record your internet protocol address and other anonymous information. IP address immediately means it's not anonymous. They can track who you are from your IP address. Of course, they need a court order to do that. But it's, you know, saying it's anonymous is dodgy. Yeah, whatever. Basically, if you Google Battlefield 2142 and spyware, you'll get 10,000 odd results.
A lot of people have been going nuts about it, and there are a lot of people out there boycotting EA more than normal.
Well, everyone boycotts it anyway, don't they?
But... to be honest, it's a bit of a damper because it is a good game. It's but just with this extra stuff, it's...
A lot of what you hear on the net, they've gone uber hardcore saying it's uber hardcore spyware when it's not. The initial impression was that it actually installed an application on your computer that collected information while you browse on the web.
Which is
not true according to EA's statement they've recently
They've
released.
Made an official statement about it because of this whole hoo-ha that's been going out, saying that what it's doing is, because they're going to give you these advertisements whether you like it or not, they're using your IP address,
block the ad servers.
Yeah, they're using your IP address to find out where you are, because to be honest, they're thinking it's bad. They would more likely get you to want to buy the product they're selling to you if it's actually a product that you can buy in your country, and C,
it's called targeted advertising.
Yeah, B, is actually in your language, because the last thing they need is to be sending loads of English or French advertisement to the German players or whatever. They want to make sure they hit their core target, as well as also they were on about maybe time period, so that they're not giving adverts to the wrong people at the wrong time, sort of thing.
Well, yeah, it's basically to record where you're from, so they can work out what ads to serve you, and how well their ads are doing. So the application's only running when Battlefield's running. It's only running when Battlefield's hooked up to the internet, apparently, and it's not connecting anything. It's not spying on you, so it's not technically spyware. It is adware, but it's not adware that's constantly running or anything like that. It's just adware saying, yeah, this hit in this map or whatever has had X number of impressions.
Exactly. So it was a bit scary, and to be honest, I think they would have been a little bit better if they'd made
if
a big deal about
bothered at all.
The thought that this, to be honest, if they thought
especially
they could get away with it,
considering it's a rip-off, considering it's the Battlefield 2 engine.
A lot of people were annoyed because as soon as you start seeing adware, people expecting you to be able to get it for free, which is right. If it was proper adware, you should be getting it for free as a software.
Not necessarily.
They should have made a bigger deal about this beforehand, because
EA wouldn't make a deal about it, would they?
Yeah.
EA, or hush hush, don't tell them.
Yeah, but the thought that they could get away with it, imagine there's some guy who came up with this executive decision and he's shocked that people found out.
Let's clarify the situation. In-game adverts, no problemo.
I haven't seen any yet. Wow, that banner and
in-games in general.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with advertising. I do have a problem when you're collecting information to target the adverts at someone. If you're going as far as collecting what they're browsing on the internet, on the web, that's, you know, a violation of privacy law, and I don't care if you've agreed to it, it's a violation of the law. And you shouldn't be able to, you know, you cannot sign away your fundamental human rights. So I know they can probably get away with it in the US, where they can just arrest anyone off the street, and George Bush can now execute anyone he wants without trial or anything, you know, because it's a police state. But in the European Union, we actually have these things called human rights. And one of those rights is not to let EA spy on people, because EA are evil, as every gamer knows.
Yeah. They are the evil empire.
But seriously, though, if what EA have said is true, then it doesn't really matter. They're doing is collecting, you know, how many people viewed a thing.
And to make sure they send you the right stuff to view.
Which they should be able to do server-side anyway, so whatever.
Yeah. But by that, it's...
But the game itself...
Pain in the ass to install, pain in the ass to get off. And my version seems to crash lots where playing on pause doesn't, so...
And mine did crash once.
Yeah.
It took out the whole system.
Yeah, it likes taking mine out for a hobby. I'll get halfway near the end of the match, and then it will crash, restart my computer, and load back up again, and put me in the wrong resolution.
Well, if it's actually doing that, it's probably a driver.
You think? Well, I've redone my drivers again. So, maybe I just got to get the right ATI card driver.
Well, there's only, you know, the Catalyst, isn't there?
Yeah.
But grab the latest one, grab the latest sound driver as well, grab the latest chipset, AGP, PCI Express, whatever you've got.
Cool.
But it is buggy as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, it crashed my computer. My system, this install has never crashed.
Well, it's guaranteed crash if you put something EA on.
Or Norton, or McAfee.
Yeah.
Or Zone Labs as well.
Game itself, fair enough, I wasn't expecting anything majorly uber because I knew that it would be running off the similar engine as... Battlefield 2. But really, if you like Battlefield 2, then...
It's the same game, really.
But in the future, different weapons, different maps, the Titan section.
Back when I was a lad, we called them expansion packs, and they were £15.
I think the only reason they didn't call this expansion pack is the fact they had to pretty much just use the same thing but remake everything. A lot of things have changed, a lot of things have stayed the same. The Titan missions are quite good because of the aspect of...
This is a bit different than Capture the Flag.
Yeah, you're capturing control points.
Or Domination, as it's officially called.
Yeah, you're these control points...
No, it's not even it was, you know, Domination in an autonomy.
Yeah. These control points have got missiles that launch at the opposing Titan, which slowly is moving to...
Titan is a giant...
Battle fortress thing.
Airship.
Yeah.
Only it's not an airship, it's a giant floating ship.
Some maps that I've been on, the Titan will start floating above an initial base that does have extra equipment on. So on board the Titan, you will find in the front compartment a loading bay which will have two aircraft and six computer controls. Four of them are for the lower gun turrets, which are to bombard bases, and the other two are for two Gatling turrets for shooting aircraft that are trying to board. There are two boarding areas, the front one and the back one. The front boarding area shield will never go down once the ship's shields are down, so you do have a safe area to be able to keep your ship, and you can't actually get into that as a bad guy. It is secured off, so you do have a place of sanctuary. So you can actually get into a gun turret and not worry about someone sneaking up behind you and shooting you unless he's on your side. But then
Adam.
There is some
team killer
laser gridded doorways that go down underneath the Titan to access the back loading area, which shields will drop to allow bad guys to get on. So that's the access point for anybody from the opposing side. And then once you're on, you work your way inside, and there are three levels. On each one of these levels is a computer terminal which you have to destroy to allow the next level to be the shields to drop, and you work your way through until you've destroyed all of these four terminals, and that opens the blast doors to the core. Once you've blown the core up, you have several seconds to evacuate the Titan before it goes boom. And once you jump off, you just eject your parachute, glide down to the floor. The Titan can be destroyed by all these missiles that are being shot at it, but it does take a long time. So getting on board and working your way in, you don't have to worry about it being blown up by these artillery. And the fact that these artillery points could be taken over by your team, they're not always going to be firing at your opponent. As well as getting on board by using some of the aircraft, there are drop pods out of some of the aircraft that you can drop down on, as well as the APU armored vehicles have drop pods loaded in the side, so you can get into one of those and bombard the Titan with those, and then you spring out. As well as on the Titans, there are drop pods on the side, so if you're on the Titan and someone's took the last
ship, no good, man,
taken the last ship and you're left behind, instead of waiting for a new ship to respawn, if you wanted just to get down to below the Titan where there's a battle, you jump into one of these drop pods and it shoots you down, you could jump off like you did with a parachute, but these drop pods get you down quick, armoured, and then pow,
yeah,
you jump
so
out
jumping off.
So either way, you can skydive or you can drop pod it. Then
it's
you
like
got the
just course.
Again, the characters are a bit more customizable than before, as well as changing the weapons. You can change some of the equipment and the helmets and stuff, and also give them drones that search out and and some of them you can get drones that go on these tripod legs, so it's like a little mini gun turret you can pull around with you. So there are lots and lots of unlockable stuff that's quite cool. Vehicle wise, they are changed up a bit more. The tanks, there's a nice armored tank for one team that's proper. It looks like a proper tank with a moving turret.
What was that? The stupid hover tank?
No, the hover tank.
Hover
doesn't
tank
have,
lame.
Doesn't have a rotating turret because it can
lame.
Actually rotate the tank quite quickly, and it also strafes, which is quite nice. So you actually control it like a normal person, so you can actually strafe with a tank, which is nice.
It's not a tank. It's a
hover
stupid
tank.
Floating hover.
Then you got your APU vehicles and some jeeps,
and then a mech.
Yes, the two-legged mech, which is quite nice. I've had a go at that. If you get motion sickness, it might make you puke because it does sway a bit. But apart from that, it is armoured quite nicely with a Gatling gun and a missile launcher. But it's quite nice. It also can walk over stuff. So little areas that would get you stuck, like bollards and stuff, it will step over them. By that, I must admit, the look of it's quite nice. I'm in for stuff that's always in kind of snowy areas.
Looks the same as Battlefield 2, really.
Yeah, there is no difference. Don't
there
expect anything
any difference.
Uber. It's just
it's
like
an
having
expansion pack that's £30 and it's got adverts in it.
Yeah. To be honest, you have to say to yourself, am I a Battlefield fan? If you're a Battlefield nut, then you probably already own it.
I know something I have to moan about as well.
You want to say it now or do you want to wait?
How long are you going to be?
Say it now and I'll carry on afterwards.
You have to run the game with administrative rights or it kicks you off the servers.
Yeah.
Which sucks. Well, I mean, what the fuck is this, the 1980s?
Yeah, it is a bit bad then.
I have to like right click on it and tell it to run as the admin. Just so Punkbuster doesn't throw a wobbly. I mean, why the hell does Punkbuster need admin rights?
Exactly.
Just look at the user processes in memory. You can do that without admin rights. And why doesn't it show up in the Games Explorer? Because it's a crap EA game.
Yeah, EA games. Well, the only one that's turned up so far is your Battle for Middle Earth.
Black and White 2.
Yeah,
man, Black and White 2, Rome Total War, Flight Simulator.
Did you have to put those in or did they load in automatically?
They're all automatic.
Yeah, you're slipping. It's a new game. This is on its way.
Oh, yeah. When we started it up for the first time, this game has only been tested on Windows XP 32-bit.
And also. See, this is the thing I
Sorry, we've had builds of Windows X64 for 2-3 years now. Windows Vista, you've had access to those builds for 2-3 years now. Test.
Now, there is a surprise in Battlefield 2142, and I want to ruin it for you. Just so you understand, when you load the game and you got it working and you start it up, when it gets to the logon screen, it asks you to close the program down and download the new patch. On the first day, it requires a patch. On the first day. Now, come on. Yeah, you could have put that in there. You must have had time.
No, I mean...
Disgrace.
Patch on day one, no problem for me. Annoying... I mean, because there's probably a month between it being finalized and then being released.
It's something to do with the
So, you
video
know,
stuff.
At least do the work for the month. Don't
supposedly, what's happening with my computer is what that's supposed to stop. But yeah, I won't be surprised. Mine's all down to drivers, so.
Well, it might be, you know, Battlefield itself. I mean, Battlefield 2 is still buggy as hell. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a. Decide for yourself. It's an individual moment there. You've got hold of it.
If Catherine buys it, then I'll probably buy it. But I can't see myself running out and getting it personally.
Get it down on torrent.
Can't.
Oh yeah, because you can't torrent it, can you? Because it's all registered.
You could, but I'd have to nick your key and your password. What's your password? I could ruin your scores.
Nick, you get this nick a key thing from where?
It's theft, man. I've got to nick one from you. That's not theft. That's just friendly borrowing.
Friendly borrowing.
Anyway, that's what staff discounts for.
Yeah.
Right. Are you done with Battlefield?
Yeah. I would just, on the last note, I'd say if you like Battlefield,
you'll like this, to just buy it.
It's the same thing, but it's in the future.
The Spyware crap is overhyped and isn't really accurate, so just buy it.
Yeah, it's good. Bar the crashing for me, I have been playing it quite a lot. The guns are cool. They're nice and futuristic. Blatter the crap out of everything. They've changed down the thing, is like, you notice that they've taken away special forces. You've just got recon, which is like sniper. Assault.
Yeah, they limited all the classes, which I thought sucks.
The other thing that's annoying is in special forces you have the grappling hook. There's no grappling hook in this one. I like the grappling hook. They could have had some sort of, and then it goes, wings you up there really quickly. See, that would have been cool. But by next week I shall let you know whether or not I have found a way to take it back, or I've kept it and got it working. Right, next one. Somebody's a liar, liar, pants on fire. Aren't they, Paul?
Yeah, Adam.
Sony themselves lying.
Sony, in a shock to the world, is being dishonest with its marketing tactics.
Mm. Blow the bell.
They basically released like this price comparison sheet for retailers. Basically, it says, I'll just read the totals. PS3 system, 20 gig drive, that's the cheapest one, $499. Xbox 360 core system, $698. And Wii, $249. They're basically trying to make the Xbox as expensive as possible by putting all this extra crap with it, which you don't need. And then they're saying they've got a feature list as well, and they claim the Xbox 360 wireless networking adapter requires the hard drive or memory card. It doesn't require either of those, so Sony don't know what they're talking about. Yeah, I mean, you know, the wireless adapter is sold separately, right? But if you buy the PS3 cheap system, you can't have wireless at all. You can't buy it later, you'd have to buy the expensive PS3.
Mm.
And of course, Blu-ray is flopped.
Oh yeah.
And if that wasn't embarrassing enough, Sony suck.
Sony suck. So yeah, they've been lying. They're naughty, naughty, naughty. Next. On a football note.
Yeah, Xbox 360 bundle next Friday. That's Friday the 27th. Will come with Xbox 360 premium system, one wireless controller, you know, with the premium system anyway, and Pro Evolution Soccer 6. So yeah, if they didn't go with FIFA, they went with Pro Evo.
They know where it's at.
So essentially you're getting, for God's, essentially you're getting Pro Evo 6 for £20.
That's pretty good considering what next gen games are priced at these days. So it's a pretty reasonable price, and most people know that Pro Evolution Soccer is the best soccer game out. So.
But FIFA 07, I played it today, and they've made a hell of an improvement.
Yeah?
Yeah, the animations are smooth, the game doesn't feel crap. I mean, it's still not as good as Pro Evo, but it's, wow, a lot better. And it looks a lot better than Pro Evo as well. I actually went up to him and said, whoa, this looks like 5 times better than I was expecting.
They pulled the finger out and decided to do something a little bit better. Cool.
Right, you were going to say something about Dawn of War.
Yes.
Again.
Update. Dawn of War has been put back until the 3rd of November, so that's put back a week. It was supposed to release on the 27th. As well, downloadable demo is available. I think I downloaded it off Game's website, game.net.
Game.
It's a reasonable demo. From the looks of things, you can't play as the Necrons, you're just playing as the Tau, and some of the stuff's been locked. But you got a reasonable feel of how the game works. As well as it's got quite a few little adverts as the demo is closing down, listing all of the features of the game and showing you some pictures of it and this, that, and the other. It is looking as nice as I was expecting. Like Paul said, with Battlefield, it's not much of an improvement because this is an official expansion pack. They're just adding some extra features.
Basically, an overpriced expansion pack.
But an expansion pack nonetheless, not like Battlefield where it's just a new game made from the same engine.
Expansion pack.
Yeah, apart from that, it's pretty much...
So it's been delayed.
By a week.
By a week.
And it plays nicely. If you have Dawn of War, any of the titles, you have to buy this game. It's good. Paul spinning his head, he's gonna barf. Do it in the bin.
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay, major announcement.
Go then.
It's a bit old.
Okay.
But Xbox 360 from November will support 1080 progressive scan. So Sony have just lost their resolution advantage. And you will not have to buy a new Xbox. You will not have to buy a new cable. It will just work. So yeah, next time you get the 360, you're going to plug it into your monitor and run it at native resolution. Full whack, 1920 by, 1080.
Thingy.
So nearly, I mean, it's, your monitor is 19 by 10 rather than 19 by, rather, 16 by 10 rather than 16 by 9, like TVs are. So yeah, full
whack. I'm impressed.
That's not only upscaling, games will natively support it as well. VGA will get you the best quality, but it will work over component. If you want to watch movies, you really need to use VGA because component, the HD DVD copy protection will be triggered on some films, so you'll have to use VGA.
Okay.
But all the 1080p TVs don't support it over component anyway. They only support it over VGA or HDMI. So yeah.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Sony have just lost their one remaining advantage.
Yeah. All we need now is to find out that their wireless controller with their motion thing drains the batteries like Summit Chronic in comparison to the Wii controller.
Well, and they would be completely... problem is it uses Bluetooth rather than just
Bluetooth
802.11.
That drains batteries. Come on, everyone's got a Bluetooth headset, and that's just a headset, and they still drain your batteries. Imagine this. You couldn't even afford Rumble. The Wii comes with a freaking speaker built into it.
Yeah, man. So yeah, that will be pushed down in the November, in the big November update for Xbox 360.
Mm.
And then you'll just go to the, if you've got a 1080p TV, go to the dashboard, set it to that. Any games that don't support it natively, none of them do at the moment, because developers have only just found out about this as well, can be upscaled. I'm not sure if DVDs can be upscaled, but if you get the HD DVD player, it'll support 1080 progressive with that as well, as long as you use a VGA cable. But if you're just using games, component will work as well.
Cool. Sony are just so pwned.
Yeah, they've got Final Hard Run now, and they were comparing one of their big first person shooter game. What's it called?
Killzone.
No, the one they've actually got, not the video. I think it begins with R, but I can't remember what the name of it is. They were comparing it to Gears of War. Gears of War destroyed it.
Not surprised.
Gears of War really looked modern, and this thing on the PS3, which is like their flagship first-person shooter for the first couple of months, just looks crap. And, the Sony guy was saying, yeah, this looks amazing, blah, blah, blah. And then Gears of War comes up. And it looks rich, the lighting is incredible, it's got chainsaws on the weapons. Grrr.
That's where I think our guy comes from. He is from Gears of War. The regular old Gamercast noob hunter. He's going to hunt down Sony and bite them in the ass. Oh, update on noob hunter. My dad brought home an aluminium sheeting. It's got pockets inside. And we've just cut, we're measuring it all up for cutting off, and then it can be put on my drawing board so I can fit my notepad on. And I can draw the
noob under.
Because at the moment, if I try and draw my drawing board, as soon as I lift my arms up, the book goes right off the board and lands on my lap. Because it's really for single sheets of paper and masking tape to them. So I can customizing my drawing board, ready for it.
Woohoo.
And I can start drawing my comic and do the Noob Hunter.
Hey, let's look at some of these comments on Engadget about Sony's crappy lying bullshit spec and price charts. Sony cannot go any lower. They have a Jerry Springer of electronics. This is such a pile of garbage. I hate you, Sony. Ha ha ha. Sony is getting desperate. Honestly, Sony, are you trying to go bankrupt? Ha ha ha. Sony is more evil than Microsoft. Who'd have thunk it?
Do you know something? The people that are going to want to buy PS3 are the same people that when you say the Nintendo Wii, they go, what? Do you know who these people are?
Oh, we had someone today calling the Nintendo Wii. They called it the YI. Yeah,
YI, man. It's Scottish. YI. No, these are the people that do not have access to the internet. They think the internet's something that you look at porn on, email people in other countries only, and you buy your shopping off Tesco's. That's all they think it does. These people have no concept of forums. If you have a look on the websites, it will show you that there's more than just the fanboy PS3. We're so going to have to... Oh, do you know something? I really hope they do one of those mock-ups.
Yeah.
Like they had for the Xbox. Because we so have to nick it and destroy it. It must be destroyed. That I would risk blowing up. I still think that the damn things are going to be released and then they'll go bankrupt. They'll end up being like this collector's item. You won't do anything. You just buy one. Oh, that would be so worth you buying. When they become worth it. Buy one and then get one of those big shielded wooden mounts like you get when you kill an African animal and you have its head mounted on the wall. And then you could like chop the PS3 in half. Kind of slightly raised up and then fit it to this mountain and you can like hang it on your bedroom wall. Look what I killed, PS3.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. We're going to have to do that for GamerCast. We're going to cut PS3 in half and have
mount
both
it on,
halves.
Mount it on the wall. Oh, the thing you showed me, virtual PCs.
What about it?
Just made it out there, people who don't know what a virtual PC is. A virtual PC.
People who have been living under a rock for the last 10 years. Yeah. Oh, hi, Adam.
Hi. I live in a rock.
In a rock.
Between a rock and a hard case.
Place.
No, it's a hard case. I keep my gun in it.
Oh,
I shoot noobs.
Funny. Funny.
Ah ha ha.
Yeah, what are you on about anyway?
I'd like to say to the people that it's probably a good idea if you've got those really old games you want to play. For trying, if you get
DOS games, basically.
Yeah. Go old school. Would that, because of its virtual hardware and speccing, would that mean that if you put on, say, 95 or 98 and you install the original Command & Conquer, you wouldn't get that time thing problem? Fair enough, you fixed it, but would it work?
Yeah, in theory.
So you wouldn't have that uber.
Ah, it might not. Processor speed. Your processor.
Yeah, so even though it's quite slow.
I'm virtual. Just try it.
Cool. Uber. So yeah, I would say that's pretty much it.
This week.
A sum up. New Explorer's out. Battlefield's got spyware. It's not as bad as it seems.
It's got adware, not spyware.
Adware.
It doesn't actually spy on you.
No, it's just adware. They're just trying to get you to buy stuff. As it is, it's as good as Battlefield 2, but in the future. It's like the same game, but in the future. Literally. Sony are lying, complete and utter noob. I want to say more swear words, but I'm just not going to restrain myself. They should be wrapped up in tinfoil and shot into the sun. Pro Evolution.
What? Why bother with that? Just dump them in the ocean.
Okay, wrapped up in tinfoil and dumped in the ocean.
Tin? We're not wasting tinfoil on that. We've got better things to use it with, like wrapping all our stuff up in.
Paper bags?
No, just dump them off a cliff somewhere.
Radioactive waste.
Yeah, dump that in the ocean. I mean, people moan about it being on the land. Fine, dump it in the ocean. If you dump it in the middle of the Pacific, who's going to care?
Pro Evolution just out on the 360. Dawn of War demo out. It's been put back one more week. And Xbox 360, 1080p support.
And before Ken Kutaragi or Phil Harrison says it's just upscaling, it's native support as well.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Sorry. So, yeah. Future releases. For those people out there who are WoW fans and like Yu-Gi-Oh! Type cards, tomorrow they're releasing the new WoW card system. If you're not really into it, but you like collecting things, but you're a mad WoW fan, get them because they do come with some codes that get you some really free goodies.
Dude, this isn't on our show notes.
No, it's an Easter egg. You've got to click somewhere on the website to see the extra show notes about me gibbering on about WoW without any permission to.
Do you ever think I'd be bothered to do all that?
Yeah,
just get copy and pasted straight as.
So yeah, I'd say that's about it.
Yeah, man. So we will see you on episode 46 next week.
There would be a review next week, but Dawn of War's been put back a week, so I've got to wait till the week after before I can buy it.
Oh, you'll have to think of something else to talk about.
Well, all I can say is the week. How many weeks have we got? Is it just? It is literally the 27th Friday, and then it'll be the 3rd. Yeah, the 27th, then the 3rd. On the 3rd.
The 10th, and then the 17th. Get us a far.
Yes, you'll be doing a review on that, or I'll be having a
Will I? I'm not going to buy it. I know, you buy it for me, then I'll review it. I'll just play the first level.
You open up one and borrow it from work so we can play it. Or download the demo. There must be a demo download.
No.
Not yet.
I think Catherine said they weren't going to do a demo before the game came out.
Well, hopefully there's a demo comes out after the game and we can do a review on it.
Yeah, like a month.
But anyway, on the 3rd, I shall be purchasing, as long as they come out, a copy of Neverwinter Nights 2 and Dawn of War. So I shall be trying to get a review, because there's a chance I might not get time to play on one of the games because we're too busy playing on the other one.
Prioritise, man.
And I know that Laura will be stealing my PC so she can play Neverwinter Nights 2, because it won't run on hers.
Oblivion. Get her to play Oblivion.
I need to buy Oblivion, but I can't. I've been waiting to get the proper Uber edition like you've got, because that's the edition I had on my 360, but I got rid of it. I wonder if they still sell it on Play.
Don't know. Have a look.
I will buy a copy with this month's paycheck, because I do need to get a copy back, because I miss playing that game. Yeah, probably run better than bloody Battlefield. Stupid thing.
Battlefield.
Freaking nerf herders. So yeah, I would say.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, letters can be sent to feedback@gamercast.net. You can leave feedback on the blog itself, gamercast.net, or you can post in our forums at portalforums.net. Either way, if I see you using Internet Explorer 6, look out.
We'll be sending you links for downloading. Or we will send after you the
Noob Hunter.
Get this. Internet Explorer 7 has already surpassed Firefox in usage on my forums. Pwned. And that's in the space of like 3 days.
And I should be getting a copy later.
It destroyed all of what Firefox and Mozilla has achieved over the last 4 years in 3 days.
Oh yeah.
Do not underestimate the power of the dark side. You can do that.
Monkeys are coming. They're coming with a vengeance. So, I would say...
Say what?
Yeah, I was going to say something really, really important that would make the show absolute uber, but Sony have just grabbed my style. And I can't think straight. Yeah, I'd say that's about it for this week. Hopefully we'll have something to talk about next week.
Yeah, I'm going to stay for like 5 minutes.
And...
We will have something to talk about next week. How much Sony sucks.
And me complaining about... Either I will be ramping and raving about I finally got Battlefield to work, or I'd be ramping and raving because it still doesn't. We shall see. I'll go update my drivers.
Yeah, man. We will see you next week.
Later.